He spent most of his time in court fighting legal battles. Seemed like he's going to lose everything. On July 20th, I think it was, 1985, I think it was, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, he's just come out of court. His son paged him. He goes to a payphone, he calls him. He says, "Dad, throw away the charts. Throw away the charts, we found the mother lode. Today's the day." 15 and a half years from when he started going out and looking for that treasure. It took him 15 and a half years to find the first find, which was not the De La Tosha, but it was the sun. Was it something like that? I've got my notes up here somewhere. Which was the smallest of the fleet that had been lost and sunk in the hurricane. So he says, "We're still onto it." And they kept going, and they kept going, and they found the De La Tosha. Now, they are still today pulling up treasure from this find. You can go down there yourself and pay a little money to be part of it and earn a share in it if you want to go and search in the sand and bounce around on the ocean. Okay? So, for 16 years, Mel Fisher tells his little crew and family and wife and everybody and all the neighbors and all the newspapers and everything, today's the day. And it takes 15 plus years for him to find a treasure. What are we in the business to do as leaders? We're treasure hunters, aren't we? The difference is that our treasure is people. And every person that we interact with has some treasure in them already, and we have the opportunity to brush the sand off, to clean them up, to help them, guide them so that they become the treasure that we see in them. I don't know where you are on your 15-year journey. I'm at about 18 years, and so, yeah, I feel like I found the Atosha, okay? But some of you might still be in that 5 years where you found out we're not even in the right area. We've been doing it all wrong. How many of you came to this event and found out, man, after all this time, I've been doing it wrong, okay? Luckily, you probably still got something along the way, like good health and great products, and you probably had a little bit of commission coming in and free products and different things like that. You weren't just like Mel Fisher, who had nothing and lost everything in the process. But for 15 years, Mel Fisher said, "Today's the day." Here's my question to you. How many of you, when you go out to build your longevity business, turn to your business partners, the people you're working with in your team, and look them in the eye and say, "Today's the day. Today's the day you're going to find your treasure. Today's the day you are going to become like Mel Fisher." That find is the largest treasure find since the discovery of the tomb of King Tut. Now, how many of you are willing to say today's the day every single day for 15 years? Because I'm telling you, for some people that could be, it could take that long, but if the treasure is like what I've found, it's so worth it, okay? And the good news is I fed my whole family along the way. It's not like I had to do a Mel Fisher, okay? So the point is, though, is that all around you is the treasure. It's all around you. The people you interact with every day are the treasure. And you don't just find the treasure, but you help create the treasure. This leadership stuff that we talked about is that you have the power to create treasure in people because they don't believe they're treasure. A lot of times they don't have the belief that they can amount to anything. And you tell them that you have this gift inside of you. You've inherited from someone much more powerful than we are. You were born with that. And all we do is we nurture it and we encourage it and we create a culture and an environment where people can step out and do things they didn't believe they could. And in the process of that is we show everybody's true treasure, their true gold. And I just encourage every one of you. Hopefully, something that we talked about inspires you to say, "I want to be a leader." And hopefully, what we talked about inspires you to say, "Being a leader is different than what I thought it was. It's not the jacket." Okay? Being a leader happens long before you wear the jacket. Being a leader is being a treasure hunter in people. And I just tell you, the treasure is all around you. Thank you.
This copyrighted presentation has been brought to you by Riverwalk Media.